You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And as Father Nick told you, my name is Deacon Steve Potler. And yes, I am a seminarian for the Diocese of Belleville. Now, for those of you who thought you were going to hear from a seminarian today, you might have thought he was going to be much younger. I am an older seminarian. And I also go to an older vocation seminary in Hales Corner, Wisconsin. I lived in the same house for 54 years. I went to the same church all of my life. I worked for the same company for 32 years. My parish is St. Boniface Parish in Evansville, and I was ordained a permanent deacon in 2008. But not only am I a permanent deacon, I am also a transitional deacon. So my official title would be permanent / transitional deacon on the priestly track. Now sign that behind your name once. Now I'm so excited to be with you here today to talk to you about vocations and the needs of the seminarians. Today I have to admit, I have a personal bias toward the first readings, given that we are reading about the selection of the very first deacons. In this reading, we see that the deacons are chosen to do works of caring for those who have less. Last weekend, I was visiting one of the parishes on the east side of the diocese, and one of the candidates for the permanent diaconate came up to me, and he said, "Deacon Steve, what does a deacon do? What do you do as a deacon?" Well, I answered him. I said, "Well, I sometimes scrub the floors. I sometimes empty the trash. I replace light bulbs. I definitely serve as a referee between groups in my parishes. I'm just an all-purpose permanent deacon." But I continued, "I also visit the homebound. I bring them communion. I teach the Word of God. I proclaim the gospel. I visit the sick. I baptize. I preside at Word and Eucharist communion services, and I bury the dead." His answer was, "Oh." Each of us here today is called to our own vocation. We are given talents and gifts, and God asked us to share them with each other. Just as the first deacons who were called to serve, how are we called to serve? I want to tell you a little story, and this is a story about a man named George. As part of my formation toward the priesthood, we are assigned at different locations in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and I was assigned to a 400-bed care center that takes care of people with needs and so forth. My first day there was last August, and my supervisor, the head chaplain, took me around and was introducing me to all the different people who lived there, the residents. He went to one door and he says, "George lives there." George is not our happiest resident, by the way. I think I would avoid George. And I did. So for the first 6 months, I didn't stop and see George. I walked by his room. Well, I went back after Christmas break, and I walked by George's room, and his door was open. And I thought, this is the day that I'm going to take the chance, and I'm going to meet George. So I knocked on his door, and he says, "What do you want?" I said, "George," I said, "I heard you are a man that is full of deep wisdom, and I need a good dose of wisdom today." "Pull up a chair," he says. And I did. And I sat there listening to George talk to me about his faith, about his life, which was quite interesting since he was a former attorney general for the state of Wisconsin. These are things I would have never known about George if I would not have taken that step, if I would not have stepped out of my own comfort zone to do what I normally wouldn't have done. George and I are still good friends. Has it ever occurred to you the difference your life is when you're in church or when you're somewhere else? When we're here in church, we are family, we are community, we are brought together by our faith. Do we take that into our lives? Do we take that into our neighborhoods and into our jobs? Church is really not that much different, though, from our own lives. It's not perfect, but it is an earthbound attempt to model a heavenbound behavior. But we all need to go a little further. We know that the church is not just this building. The church is us, the people in this building. Today I want to ask for a very special intention. The church here in our diocese needs your prayers and our support. For the first time in many years, we have 7 men who have been called to discern and start their formation toward the priesthood of Jesus Christ. My biggest influence outside of my family was my parish. My parish encouraged me, promoted me, prayed for me, and still does to this day as I move on my formation toward priesthood. It was through those prayers and encouragement and love that I said yes to discern the priesthood. What I'm asking you today is don't be frightened to ask somebody that you might think has a vocation, to ask them, have you ever considered a vocation? The worst they can do is answer no, but the best they can do is answer yes. If we are not involved in vocation, the church dies. We must hand on the faith to each generation as it was handed on to you. In our Diocese of Belleville, we have approximately 49 priests who are active, excluding the missionary priest. Of that number, 10 are under the age of 50. 10. And one of them is with us today, Father Nick. The cost of educating a man for the priesthood is not cheap. If you want good priests in the parishes, it takes lots of time, prayer, and money. As a permanent deacon, my discernment journey is a little bit shorter because I could take off some of the years of my formation, but it's still about $46,000 a year for each individual. Younger seminarians could spend up to 5 years, maybe 6, in formation. Today, I'm asking you for your prayers and your support for the diocesan seminarian collection. And you might notice on the ends of your pews, you'll see an envelope like this. If you can help us out to put something in there, that would be wonderful to support the collections. Father Junker has been doing an amazing work helping young men and older men like myself discern a vocation. Will you join him? Will you join us that have said yes to God? Will you join together and make every effort to support and encourage vocations in this parish? Jesus says, "The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves." Again, thank you so much for allowing me to be with you this weekend. It's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. And again, please support and encourage vocations to the priesthood, religious life, and diaconate. God bless.